Pilach. According to many poskim in the halacha, it's actually the parsha that deals with before you travel. It's a halacha in traveling. You're supposed to go through the parsha of Vayishlach. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down other places. They go through a parsha of Vayishlach, it's a skula for safe travel. Now, interestingly, it's a concept of Yidden dealing with goyim. It's a concept of how a Jew should relate to a goy. Diplomacy, bribery, war if necessary. But if one looks at this parasha carefully, it's not merely Yaakov Avinu fighting with Esav, it's much more Yaakov Avinu fighting with the Sarish Esav. In other words, it's a concept, it's a conceptual war where Yaakov Avinu is struggling against a foe, struggling against the Yetzer Hara, struggling against a koyach that is not necessarily done in a form of of thick blades and United Nations sanctions. It's dealing here mamash on a day-to-day struggle. It's dealing with Yaakov fighting against the social Esau, fighting against the Yetzer Hara. And in order for war to be successful, one has to know, first of all, who the war is being fought against, and secondly, what tools the foe has. If one knows, one has good intelligence, and knows what the other side have, then the war against them is much, much easier. You know how the tactics, you know how they're going to fight, you know what they're going to be doing, you know with what they're going to be using. But if you suddenly have this massive artillery that is used against you, you have no idea they ever had such an artillery, you have no idea how to protect yourself, and chas v'shalom, there's no way of the war being successful, there's no way of you winning over the vanquishing the enemy. And therefore this parasha, I want to go through one parasha and work through it carefully to understand clearly who exactly we're fighting against and what exactly the Yetzer Hara has in his armament. So the classic fight of Yaakov Avinu takes place in Perek Lamed Beis. Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chofei. Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi, Yaakov Avinu remained by himself. Vayeovik ish imoy adalos hashachar, and the ish fought with him adalos hashachar. Now, just basing ourselves on this a moment, Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi is itself a tremendous lesson. Many times we base ourselves on an environment, we base ourselves on society, we base ourselves on our family. That, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, I've got a good infrastructure, I've got a good support system, you know, I'm okay. There's always a time, Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi. There's always a time where a person is stripped, Hashem gives him the same, a person is stripped of his society, a person is stripped of where he is, and he's left by himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees at that particular time, who is this person? Who is he? Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi. Who is this person? There's no covered over here, and there's no family to help you, and there's no infrastructure. You're left by yourself. There's nobody going to see what you're doing. Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi. There's nobody around you. How are you going to behave? That is in the same. Vayovek ish imoy adalos hashachar, and that fight can go on adalos hashachar. Okay, so Parsha says vayakil yocholoi, he couldn't win over him. Vayiga bekaf yirechoi, and it's vayiga, and he moved it out of its place bekaf yirechoi. Vateka kaf yirech Yaakov beofka imoy, and Yaakov's leg became dislocated when he was fighting with him. And the Malach said to him, send me away ki ola hashachar, because it's become light. I'm not going to send you away unless you give me a bracha. And the Malach said to him, what's your name? So my name is Yaakov. And he said to him, lo Yaakov, your name should not be Yaakov anymore, ki Yisrael, because your name is Yisrael. Ki sariso im alakim v'im anoshim matuchal, because he fought with Elohim, fought with the Malach, v'im anoshim matuchal. Who's anoshim? Esav and Lavon. And you won. Where did he fight with Esav? Doesn't say. Fine. But he fought Esav anyone. But you show Yaakov, but you may give the Nosh Mecha. Yaakov said to him, yeah, and tell me your name. But you may lomaz that Tisha Lishmi. Why ask me my name? The Baruch Oysay Shalom, and he gave him a bracha there. So this is a parasha. It's a couple more psukim, because it's important. But you could Yaakov Shem Lokim Pniel, Kirisa Lakim Panim upon him, called the place Pniel, because Hoshem, it's not so nafshi. But Yizrach Lea Shemesh, he became light, Kasha Obeth, Penova Hut, Salea Ali Rechoi. Now, Yizrach Lea Shemesh, the Yizrach Lea Shemesh, many of the Prashim mean Yaakov really got better. Beizrach le'ashemesh. He heals to a certain extent. V'hutzel yirechoi. He is healed because he was tzalei al yirechoi. In other words, he got healed. He got healed from what? Explained Rashi. He got healed because he was tzalei al yirechoi, because he was limping, therefore he became healed. That's how one pshat in Rashi. And therefore, kei le'yechol b'nei Yisrael gedanoshe. And therefore, klal Yisrael should not eat gedanoshe. Asher kaf yerech ad yom hazeh. Why? Ki noga b'kaf yerech Yaakov gedanoshe. Yaakov got better, and therefore klal Yisrael should not eat gedanoshe. Now, I want to go through...
Wait,
which one? Lamed Beis or Lamed Gimel? Ki noga, because he got hurt, even now he's healed, because he got hurt, you should eat gedanoshe. So this is full of difficulties. What's the first reason?
The first reason was he got better. Because he got better,
absolutely. Meachus, 100%. So I want to go through carefully. The first obvious shaila is, what's this discussion between Yaakov Avinu and the Sorashal Esau? What's going on here? Sorashal Esau asked you, what's your name? My name is Beryl. What's your name? Say, my name is Shmerel. Why are you asking me my name? What's going on? What's the Malach saying back to him? What's the idea? We discussed this last year, and I went very bikitza. But this year I want to embellish on that. I want to work on that. I heard Baruch Hashem three mahalchim from my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman of how to understand the answer of the Yetzer Hara, and to answer exactly what's going on. Just by the way, there's some sefer, and the Kafa Chaim. The Kafa Chaim says that the war of Yaakov Avinu, that he says is going to be working in three things. It's going to be with the Doiron Molchoma and Doiron Molchoma. And tefillah is actually v'chol nafshecho is your heart. Ezei avodah shebelev, that's tefillah, right? V'chol nafshecho, with all your soul. Obviously, that's referring to even if I feel a mosah nafshecho, even if you take away your fix. That's referring to the melchama. Or v'chol meidecho, with all your money, with all your finances. If it means not doing an avera, you've got to give away all your money. Therefore, those are the three things. In other words, these three things are actually referring to the three melchamot against the Yetzer Hara as well. Chol avovcho, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol meidecho. That's doyren, melchama. That's the... Tell you exactly what that is. That's the Kaf HaChaim, I think. The Kaf HaYosho. The Kaf HaYosho and Sasemeth. The Kaf HaYosho and Sasemeth. So what's going on here? So basically, let's get this understand. Let's understand this. A name is not merely a title. When Adam Arishan went and called all the animals names, it was not pshat that it's just convenient to call an elephant. It's not convenient to call a kelev, a dog a kelev. No. A kelev is the essence of what a dog is. It's kol lev. Yeah? A kelev is kol lev. It's totally loyal. Yeah? It's every single animal was defined by its characteristics. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu is saying to the Malach, no, what's your name? No, what's your name? Who are you? What makes you tick? How do you work? What do you do? What's that pshat? Mashmecha, what is your name? Zograshi. Noma ze tisha Zograshi. Why are you asking me my name, Zograshi? Ein lonu shem kavua. I don't have a fixed name. Mishtani shmoisenu. Our names change. Hakol lefi mitzvah sabaydas hashrichu shalom mishtalchim. Our names change according to what we sent for. But there are malachim that have fixed names. There's Gavriel, there's Uriel, there's Raphael, that's the Malachim. But the regular Malach does not have a fixed name. What's Pshat? He doesn't have a fixed name. I don't have a fixed name. What's Pshat? Pshat is like this. That the Malach is saying back to Yaakov, Yaakov, I don't understand your question. You're asking me, what is my name? You're asking me, how do I work? What is my tactic? I don't have one name. I don't have one way of fighting you. Every single way I am going, that is in a book, that is my name for that day. I'll give an example. Let's say a person is a the classic example begins by a Baal Tefillah. A Baal Tefillah standing in front of Shul, and he's thinking to himself, "Ach, Ribbono Shel Olam, look what a beautiful voice I have. Ribbono Shel Olam, look what kavanas I have. What a lucky tzibur. What a lucky congregation I have to have such a person davening for me." And he thinks to himself, "Ah, Baal Gaiva. How dare you? That's called a Balk filler. That's called a Balk filler. Person who's a Balk Iver, that. So then he thinks to himself, you know what? You're right, such a Balk Iver. Ah, I'm so terrible. Oy, Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm such a Chvinazah Gornish. Here I am, standing up front of the whole Tibur. I'm such a Gornish. Yetzirah says, how can I even daven? How can I even daven in front of these people? I shouldn't really be davening in front of these people. Then Yetzirah says back to him, psh, not only are you a tzaddik, you're an onav as well. How lucky these people are to have such an onav. Wow, an onav and a tzaddik and a beautiful voice. That's called anivus. That's called anova. That's not anova, that's gaiva. Oh, what about gaiva? I'm the rabbit. And this fight can go crazy. So the Balaam must say, if you just pick up his talis and you see that everyone else is laughing, how terribly he's davening, he wouldn't have gaiva and he wouldn't have anova, he wouldn't have anything. That's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah portion makes a person crazy. It can be opposites. For one day, it can be the Yetzirah of tremendous gaiva. I am gewaldig. Look at me. I'm up for shachris in time. Unbelievable. Wow. Yeah? The next day, I'm so gewaldig and thinking to himself, how can I even daven? I'm such a bad gaiva. You know what? Before he goes to bed, he does two before his gaiva. The next morning, he says, I'm such a garnish. How can I even stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom? Me, mamish molebusha chlimo. I'm such a garnish. I'm terrible. How can I even face Melech Malchim Melochim, come to daven Bechlal in front of Rabbeinu Shalom, do Shemana Esrei? How can I? Sometimes the Yetzirah has got to be fought with gaiva. Sometimes Yetzirah has got to be fought with Anova. Sometimes Yetzirah has got to be fought with Rizus. Sometimes Yetzirah has got to be fought with Atzlus. He doesn't have a name. So Yaakovina says to Yetzirah, tell me, how do you work? What is your tool? So Yetzirah says back to Yaakovina, I don't have a name. I don't have a name Atzlus. I don't have a name Gaiva. I don't have a name Anova. I don't have any of these things. Whatever it takes to drive you nuts, that is my name. That is my identity. That's who I am. That is Lomas of Tishalishmi. You ask me my name? Do you think I have a fixed route? Do you think I have a fixed way of fighting you? I don't have a fixed way of fighting. Anything it takes to knock you down, that's what I'm going to fight you with. Nuclear, conventional, chemical, you name it, psychological, anything. You ask me what my warfare is? I don't have a conventional warfare. I have everything it takes. Lomas of Tishalishmi. That's one way of understanding it. Yeah.
He's doing this in
Libra Rashi?
That's Pshat
Rashi.
How does he understand
the weave? It's Derech Drush. Another Pshat is, Lama Zatisha Lishmi is like this. Lama Zatisha Lishmi is, in fact, the Sotan is answering Yaakov Avinu. The first Pshat is, it's not even a Kasha. I don't even have a name. The second Peshat is, no. Lama Zatisha Lishmi is fact that Lama Zatisha Lishmi is, I'm surprised. Lama is actually answering. Lama Zatisha Lishmi, what does that mean? Lama Zatisha Lishmi, I think we discussed it last year, is Peshat that my tactic is confusion. My tactic is confusion. Lama Zatisha Lishmi. In other words, I have one tool. And my tool is one way of driving you nuts, making a person do Ruach Shtus, making a person do Aveiros never thought of, even dreamt of doing, is Poshet Lama Zatisha Lishmi. What does that mean? Confusing you. Lama Zatisha Lishmi. In other words, my tactic is not allowing you to identify who I am. Lama Zatisha Lishmi, leaving you in a matzav of Sofok. Not sure what to do. What's my tactic? Lama Zatisha Lishmi, leaving you with a sophic, leaving you in doubt. A molek is gematria sophic. A person doesn't know, a person's all the bulbul, should I be doing this, should I be doing that, how should I be reacting, what should I be doing? Yeah, it's Lama Zatisha Lishmi, it's the action, it's bulbul, it's sophic, I don't know what's going on. Complete left besophic. Lama Zatisha Lishmi, once you start getting clear what you should be doing, then there's no Yetzirah anymore. Once I ask Das Torah, once I find out where I'm going, once I identify what I should be doing, then there's no Yetzirah anymore. I know exactly what I should do. So Lama Zatisha Lishmi is poshut. Don't think. Be confused. Remain in confusion. Remain all the bulbul, imagining terrible things. It's not knowing what to do. That is Lama Zatisha Lishmi. Lama Zatisha Lishmi is don't identify who I am. Don't look into me. Don't ask questions. Be the Sophic. Sophic is the greatest form. Sophic is the greatest form of Yetzirah. You posh it, a person doesn't know what they should be doing. should he be doing this? A person comes home, right? He comes home and now he's sitting down with supper. But maybe I should be learning with Chavrusa. Maybe, you know, speaking with wife now for a few minutes, maybe I should be with Chavrusa. Yeah? So he finishes up after 10 minutes, closes his thing, you know, serious stuff, he goes and learns with Chavrusa. And sitting with Chavrusa wasn't nice. Maybe I should have been a bit longer with my wife for supper. It wasn't nice. So Chavrusa's no good and the Shon Bayis is no good. Right? And then he comes back home and he's all guilty. Right? And then, you know, he apologizes to his wife that, you know, the reason why I did it is because Torah is so important, Torah is even more important than you. That's exactly the thing she shouldn't be hearing because it's Sheker. Then he gets all upset with himself. So he says to the next Chavrusa, you should know, Torah isn't that important. It's, my wife is much more important than you are. He doesn't know what he's saying and how he's saying what. He gets into plunged. He gets deep and deep into Tzoros. He can't completely, that's the Yetzirah, complete confusion. Anarchy. He doesn't know what's going on. That's Lama Tetishami. Don't ask. You ask. Go and ask the Rav. How long do I sit for supper? Rav Moshe Aaron Stern used to say, 40 minutes and the clock. On the clock, 40 minutes. On the clock. You do not stand up from the table. 40 minutes you sit with your wife's supper. You sit with her. That is how long supper takes. No phone calls, nothing. 40 minutes on the clock. That's what he told us when you... It could be when you have children, it's a bit longer, a bit shorter. I don't know how long you last that. But that's on the clock, 40 minutes. 40 minutes is... That's what he used to say. 40 minutes on the clock.
Wow.
Not more, not less, and not more. But how can you do such a thing? Lama Zatisha Shmi, that's confusion. That's the second way. The third Peshat is Lama Zatisha Lishmi is basically what Reb Chaim Kaufman called it, a oiska bluzna aig, aya, a blown up egg. Lama Zatish Lishmi is basically I'm a facade. Not Pasha, I'm a put you be Suffolk. Lama Zatish Lishmi means, do you really think I'm something? Lama Zatish Lishmi means, do you honestly think I am a name? Not Pasha, do you honestly think that Yetzer Hara is reality? Do you really think Lama Zatish Lishmi means, I'm asking you, what is your Metzias? The Teretz is, I don't have a Metzias. Not Peshat like the first Teretz, that sometimes Metzias is this, sometimes Metzias is that. I don't have a reality, it's all imagination, it's all facade, it's all Sheker. It doesn't exist. I don't have a reality. You ask me, what is my name? It's as if I have a name, and what is my name? I don't have a name. I'm such Sheker, I'm so not real. If you possibly just look through the smoke screen, you realize that it's nothing there. Chovitz of Olive talks about it. A person lying in bed, should they get Peshachris? Yeah, you know, it's really involved with. Should I get up for Shachris? Then he said, I can't get up for Shachris. Why? Because a lion outside the front door. Oh, a lion! Gonna go back to sleep. Yeah, wakes up 10 minutes later. This Meshigga, you got a lion outside the front door? I'm not in Africa here. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Where's the lions? Of course, there's no lions. Gonna get up. No, not a lion. A dog. It's wild dogs. You know, this wild dog is rabies. You ready? Okay. Can't get up, that goes back to bed. Goes back to bed. Fine. 10 minutes later, rabies, come on, it's been years ago there's been no rabies, but there's schutzim outside. It's, you know, there's goyim outside. You know, many times you hear people going away to shul, they get stabbed, you know. In Zurich you hear it, oh, go back to bed. Get up 10 minutes later, I'm in Zurich, I'm in Ramat Bet Shemesh, you know. there's elections have been right, so it's all Sheker. It's poshut sheker. It's poshut, doesn't exist. You just realize that the whole thing is sheker. It doesn't. That's it. There's no yitzhar anymore. The whole thing is poshut pasad. Long as it teaches me, you think I have a name. Do you think I have a reality? Do you think I'm real? I'm nothing. I'm one big film. You know, you have a film and you have a big, you have a projector, right? And you have on the wall a massive lion. Right? So what do? Either you can run away from the lion, or find a gun and start shooting at the wall, or you poshut. Just put your hand in front of the screen and his line just disappears. People have all different things in their head. You know, they in a dream, they have a nightmare. And they're being attacked by bandits, and they're being attacked by lions, and they're being attacked by nuclear bombs. There's one way of dealing with it. Either you can fight back, kill the lions, fight the nuclear bombs, or get a little tickle. And he wakes up and he finishes the nightmare. That is the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes all these little tickle. You really think there's everything's a facade, there's nothing, as long as they're tissue, you really think I have a name. Is that what you really think? It's garnish, it's nothing. That's a Mori de Gavon. I want to add on to the first pshat. The first pshat was...
Doesn't have it, so it doesn't have it. Change every day.
Yeah, it's a mochama, which means it changes every moment it changes. There's a pasuk, the Gevaldig pasuk, Chaim Shalevit says this. There's a pasuk in Keheles. The pasuk says a person should always have white clothes. They should always have clean clothes. Begodin nekiim, or shemen arosh lo yechzor, and don't have a shortage of oil on your head. That's what he says. So pshuta, you learn it. Person should, you know, should have clean clothes, and you should keep it clean, and you should be smell nice. Have shem. He says like this. He said, imagine, Gavaldi. He says, if you look in the Arab shuks, you find the women, some of the men as well, they put these big things on their head, big barrels, these big jugs on their head, right? Somehow they manage to do it. They put this big jug and make their head flat, and put these big jugs on their head. Now imagine you're carrying this big jug on your head, and in this jug is this green slimy oil, beautiful smelling, but it's green slimy oil, and you're on the way to a chasna, and what you're wearing begodin nekiim, you're wearing beautiful white clothes. Now how careful you be when you walk. If you drop this oil and it falls all over you, can't go to the chasna anymore. You can't go to the chasna with filthy dirty clothes, with all green all over your white clothes. If you're going away to on a hike, okay, it's a bit dirty, fine, nobody's going to look. And if you're only wearing white water on your head, okay, it's a suit that'll dry up. But you've got shem and arosha, you've got oil on your head, and you've got white clothes. What are you going to do? So he said, every moment of life, you should walk through life as if you have oil on your head and you're wearing white clothes. Aware every moment, you make one false step, you're ruined. Every moment is another mulchoma. The Yesara says this, Yesara says that. The Pasuk we say in Hashkivenu. Vahosse Soton, Milfoneinu Meacharenu. We should take this on Milfonein from in front of us and from behind us. What's from behind us? Milfoneinu is understand. Soton is stopping us to do something. What's Meacharenu from behind us? He pushes us, do more, do more, do more, do more, do more. Work more, learn more, do more chesed, until you burn out. That's all he wants. Yeah, that's the koyach of those three things. And Rabbi Sai, those three things are Dairon, Mulchama, and Tefillah. Those three pshatim we just said. Of those three pshatim, Lomot HaTish L'Shmi is Dairon, Mulchama, and Tefillah. Let's understand this carefully. The first way of learning, what's the first way of learning? Lomot HaTish L'Shmi. Yeah, that's obvious. It's Mulchama. That you're fighting Yetzer Hara. You think that Yetzer Hara is one way of one kind of weapon. He has a different kind of weapon. Whatever he needs, that's what he's going to fight with. Every moment of the day, there's another Mulchama. That's Mulchama, that's Poshus. The second way of learning is Sofuk. What's Sofuk? What is Sofuk? Sofuk is a Poshus, I don't know what to do. Why don't I know what to do? Because I don't know what's important, what isn't important. I don't know what reality is. I don't know, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. So what do you have to do? Speak Davon. Get clarity. That's Tefillah. Get clarity. Ask the Kosh Baruch for clarity. Go and daven for the right answers. Come clearer. That's Tefillah. And the third Peshat that we talked about was the idea of, do you really think I'm important? That's Doirin. What's it got to do with Doirin? Gevaldig. Mefarshim say like this. Mefarshim say that how do I... Doirin is, you have a facade in front of you. Yeah? So now, how do you have a Yetzer Hara and a Yetzer HaTov fighting? We don't stand a chance. The Yetzer Hara is so, he markets things so well. He promises you Olam Hazeh. He promises you Kovod. He promises you all the tithes you need, all the Kovod you need. Everything you need, he promises you. And what does the Yetzer Hara come with? Pasuv Melech Teichel, Maim Shalat Tishte, little quiet. So how do you fight this? How do you deal with this? You're dying, and you're supposed to be judging between the two. And the Yetzer Hara is like this big, wonderful thing, and you go, Nebuch, this little yeshiva guy, Schlepzach with a shiny suit. He's not even a machola. How do you deal with that? How do you judge, as a judge, what you should be doing? How do you do that? So the Gemara says that when in the Sanhedrin, when you used to bring two people to base, and one was dressed beautifully, and one was dressed very badly, you can't judge. Why? Because you're going to be pulled towards, generally the person looks more mechubah, the person with the frack and homburg, and the other person dressed not so well, you're going to be pulled towards him. What are you going to do? So two ways of dealing with it. Either what you do is, you dress them both down, you take off the frack and homburg and make them look like the other person, or you dress it up. You dress up the other person. And you put the fracken humbug on the other person as well, and then you can judge. Sometimes we can spit the Yetzirah, and we can show that the Yetzirah looks so choshev, it's all a facade, it's all rubbish, it's nothing. Sometimes you can do that. But sometimes the Yetzirah looks real, so what do you have to do? You have to give a dayan. You give a present to the Yetzirah Tov. You build up the Yetzirah Tov, you make the Yetzirah Tov look much more choshev. You build up his side, and you say, Rabbi Yisrael, not dealing here with one act, we're dealing here with Nitzchias. We're dealing here with future forever and ever and ever. We're dealing here with this kavod through Rabbeinu Shleilam. We're dealing here with really feeling good with ourselves. We're really going to feel good about this. If we do the wrong thing, we're going to really feel bad. You build up the toiv, you give the dayan. Those three things of the melchama, of chol levavcha, of chol nafshcha, of chol meidecha, is melchama, dayan, and exactly those three pshatim we just said now of understanding lomad atisha lishmi.
How do you see in the second pshat of Lamed Tisha in Safek, how do the word Lamed Tisha
Lishmi? The second pshat, Lamed Tisha Lishmi, means I'm leaving you Lamed Tisha Lishmi. I'm leaving you without the answers. Okay. I'm just going to give you a question. Why are you asking me? So what's the answer? I don't know. Let's be all confused. What do you mean by what's the answer? What does it mean? Get all confused. Confusion. Paroi said, Tichba Aveda. Paroi the Yetzirah as well. Tichba Aveda. Let them work. Work and work. Don't get clarity. You know, I'm not trying to push forward a certain mahalach in Yiddishkeit, but there is a mahalach of Espoidus, to a certain extent. There's a mahalach of Espoidus. Some people think it's not much, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit only for Breslov, or only for this. Espoidus is a time where a person, poshut, gets rid of Sofok. Doesn't have to be in the middle of a yard somewhere, and, you know, it can be poshut. And then it's Philip. Where am I going? What am I doing? It's a Sofik. Come on, let's get a reality check. Cheshbon Nefesh. Okay. Carries on the parasha, and the parasha says, talks about the Gid Anoshe. Now, what's the idea of the Gid Anoshe? So, obviously, it's got to do with what happened over here. Yeah? Asks Chassam Sofer, what's going on here? The parasha says, Your name should not be Yaakov anymore. Ki im Yisrael. Only Klal Yisrael. Your name is Yisrael. Ki sirisa im elekim v'manoshim v'tuchal. Now the Gemara says a very, very interesting thing. The Gemara says that whoever calls Avraham, Avram, is over Balav. Why? Because the Gemara says, Lo Yishimcha, your name is not Avram anymore. Avram is his name Avram. Not allowed to call Avram. Avram is Avram. You're over Balav. But, says the Gemara, with Yaakov, if you call Yisrael, Yaakov is not over Balav. Why? Because the Torah itself calls many times Yaakov, Bnei Yaakov, Aboy Mitzrayim, Es Yaakov, Isha Beis Aboy. It says Yaakov's name. You're not over Balav. The Kasha is Hakufa Kasha. Why by Hashem said that Avram Avinu don't call your name Avram anymore, call Avram, and if you call Avram anymore, you're even Balav, and Yaakov the Torah himself calls later on Yisrael. Why? Why did you do that? And that's why we can call Yaakov Yisrael, Yaakov later. Why? What's the difference? So the Mefarshim explain, the Birchas Peret says, we get back to the Chassam Sefer. So Berachas Peretz explains that why is Avraham called Avraham, changed to Avraham? Because the gematria Avraham is Gemach, is Ramach Averim. In other words, Avraham Avinu reached a stage where he was Shelate over Ramach Averim. Avraham Avinu reached a level where he became Shelate, he became ruling over his whole body, Ramach Averim. He was totally in control. Once you reach that level, says the Torah, I give you a medal. That medal is yours. You reached Ramach Avraham, you get the medal Avraham Avinu. Why did Yaakov Avinu get the name Yaakov? Because he fought with a Malach.
No, Yisrael.
Why did Yaakov name Yisrael? Because he fought with a Malach. That's why he got the name.
Yeah.
So that's why he got the name. It says the Birchas Peretz, says the Stipler, don't think for one moment that a Malach is not going to fight with you tomorrow morning again. The first Peshat. Yaakov Avinu is going to be fighting with the Malach again and again, and every fight is going to get a new Yisrael. Avinu reached it, finished. He showed it to Malach Eden, he got his name. But Yaakov, that goes on forever and ever, every morning, every day, every hour of the day, there's a new fight. And therefore, every day it's Yaakov within Yisrael. You've got to fight from Yaakov becoming Yisrael. And therefore, it's not Peshat, you've got there. I've done it. Yaakov has done it. Finished. No, the Yetzirah. Every day is the Yetzirah. Every day is a new Milchama. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to call yourself Yisrael. And you're allowed to call him Yaakov. Because there's two elements in Klal Yisrael. What are two elements in Klal Yisrael? That's Peshat and the Pasuk. The Pasuk seems to say that why did they give an Osher? Ask some Sefer, the Pasuk says, why did they have to give an Osher? You know why? Because we had a fight with Yaakov Avinu, had a fight with the Malach, and we won. Yeah, and he won, and he got healed, and therefore you got to have to get a nosha. On the contrary, why did he have to get a nosha? Because he was injured. Once he healed, why didn't he get a nosha for? The pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu had a fight, he was healed, and therefore we had to get a nosha. On the contrary. If he was healed, then nothing happened to Yaakov Avinu. What did he get nosher for? We should say. The reason why they can fight to get nosher is because at one time he was injured. That's why he had to get a nosher. And then he can say he got healed. But to say that he had to get a nosher, what happened? He had a fight. He got healed. Therefore he had to get a nosher. Number one. Number two, what's Peshat Ad Hayoyim Hazeh? Asher Kaf Yorech Ad Hayoyim Hazeh until today. Do we say Balulav Ad Hayoyim Hazeh? You've got to keep Lulav and Eshek Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. You got to keep Chaylev Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. You got to keep. What's Ad Hayoyim Hazeh? The teretz is that this is exactly the parasha we're talking about. Ad Hayoyim Hazeh means this exactly what the parasha is talking about. All about the Yetzirah. What's Pshat? Yaakov Yisrael. Let's fight every day. There's Yaakov to Yisrael. Says the parasha. If I would tell you first that Yaakovina got injured and therefore keep the Gid Anoshe, I would not know that Yaakov can become a Yisrael. I would think that a Yid fights with the Yetzirah, he's going to be injured. There's no way of dealing with him. Gid Hanoshe is supposed to represent the fight that you got injured. Don't worry, you were Yaakov. Don't worry, you had a fight and you were Yisrael. And therefore had the Gid Hanoshe. In other words, the first person is going to tell you, of course there's a Yaakov, of course there's a fight. But you got healed. He got healed. There's a Yisrael. And therefore the Gid Hanoshe is supposed to remind us that his fights, continuous fights against Yisrael, there's a Yaakov. But on the other hand, he was healed, there's a Yisrael. And therefore the Gid Hanoshe reminds us, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, until today, that don't think for one moment that it reached perfection when Yaakov won the war and Yaakov became Yisrael and that's it. Every Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, until today, every one of us has a fight, an ongoing fight between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Has an ongoing fight between reality and falsehood. Has a fight between how to fight the Yetzer Hara, just realizing who the Yetzer Hara is. Realizing it's poshut a figment of imagination. It's appreciating as well that every time you understand the Yetzer Hara one way, he's going to come up through another way. Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, until today. But no, there's a Yaakov and there's a Yisrael. Of course Yaakov won then, but that's a battle, the war's not over. Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, until today you have the same battle. But don't worry, there's a Yaakov, there's a Yisrael, and that's why I had to get a notion to remind us that we can win. And that is the whole parsha over here, dealing with the Yetzer Hara. It's how to fight the Yetzer Hara. The Malach answered back to Yaakov in three ways. How Yaakov prepared for the fight, Doirin, Mochama, and Tefillah, that can get away from those three things, and also to understand that a Gid Hanoshe is a fight always to represent the fight of Yisrael and Yaakov.